children. I want you to say after me, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am blessed and I am favored by God. Thank you, Lord, because all of my sins are forgiven. Thank you because all my sins are forgiven. Thank you because I am a recipient of the mercies of God. Thank you because I am a recipient of the mercies of God. Thank you because Jesus died for me. Jesus resurrected for my justification. Thank you because I am the recipient of the blessings of God. Thank you because I am the recipient of the finished work on the cross of Calvary. Today I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I am kept and I am preserved by God. I need you to open up your mouth and say these things. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6, you're snared by the words of your mouth. I want you to make the confession. I am a recipient of the mercies of God. I am kept and I am preserved by God. I am kept and I am preserved by God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am blessed and favored by God. All my sins have been forgiven. Today I decide to forgive myself in the name of Jesus. I decree the 1st of July 2020. I command a fresh start on my life and everything that concerns me in the name of Jesus. I decree a fresh start in the name of Jesus. I decree a fresh start in the name of Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the recipient of the mercies and the graces of God. I am highly favored by God. Men are bending back over to favor me this month in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare a fresh start in the month of July. I command a happy new season for me in the name of Jesus. I decree this is my set time for favor. I command I am due for a promotion, and a promotion I will see in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as mountains around about Jerusalem, so the presence of God are in me, is within me and around me in the name of Jesus. God gives his angels charge over me in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare my business comes into outstanding favor. Come on, open up your mouth now. My business comes into outstanding favor. My marriage experiences favor. My health will experience healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare I have favor all around. I decree and declare I have favor all around. Favor all around me in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare favor all around me in the name of Jesus. I decree favor as a shield. I decree God has mercy on me. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm a recipient of the mercies of God, and it is my set time for favor. It is my set time for favor. I decree and declare the lines are falling onto me on pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. It is my set time for favor. I decree favor all around me. I decree favor all around me in the name of Jesus. I decree favor all around me in the name of Jesus. I decree a new season. I command a new day. I command a new season. I command a new day over my life, over my business, over my career, over my vocation, over my family, over my health. It is a new day. It is a new season for me in the name of Jesus. Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. I experience favor all around me this month In the name of Jesus, I speak the favor of God all around me this month. In the name of Jesus, God has indeed given me favor. I have mercy. In the name of Jesus, I decree favor all around. In the name of Jesus, open up your mouth, decree and declare. All the shut doors are beginning to open up. This is a word for somebody. You should decree, make this declaration loud and be bold about it. Decree and declare, all the shut doors around me are opening up in the name of Jesus. Men are beginning to return my call. All the shut doors around me are opening up. All the gates that have been closed are opening up in the name of Jesus. The shut doors and the shut gates are opening up to me in the name of Jesus. The shut doors and the shut gates are opening up to me in the name of Jesus. I decree I come into newness of life. I don't know who you are. You're coming into newness of life. So decree and declare in the name of Jesus. I come into new harvest, new breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I come into new harvest, new breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Newness of life in the name of Jesus. Newness of life in the name of Jesus. Behold, God does a new thing for me in this season in the name of Jesus. Now, wherever you are, open up your mouth and begin to pray in strong tongues. Legra bahazos, prokalagrihetos, maligrahando krohoske dela balas, brandokoske nemandrieto tuske namaros kotba irabados keramandro remerendo kuske brahanto. Legradikro usturemendros kratela brahas kitola brahastis and grandemere esturia de valia terrasis soprelete megdico polahasis terebrehento co randige bedia talazosu ringroto balagri e crondo gredebia jadoro skit lagri itolocro emanamos coroco. I don't know who you are. God has gone ahead of you to make the crooked way straight. I decree that things are being, I see a bulldozer moving things away for you. The mountains are moving for you by your spoken words. As you have spoken the word of God today, the mountains are moving for you. The mountains are moving for you. In the name of Jesus, Maku, Egranoko, Oshkedaba, Azekradi, Elembro, Oskedia Talabazo, Sheterebra, Askunembra, Atilebro, and Dinquendadi, Estelevri. The mountains are moving for you. In the name of Jesus, Ayada, I decree delayed payment coming in the month of July. Delayed payment are coming in the month of July. Delayed payment are coming in the month of July. The payment that have been stalling, delayed, are all coming this month of July in the name of Jesus. Delayed payment are coming in the month of July in the name of Jesus. Come on, open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Engage words. The declarations that we've made, come on, speak about it. Speak about it. Speak. The mountains wait for your order. In the name of Jesus, Gremanda kosh kelebra andos elabando ko. Begin to speak in the name of Jesus. It is a newness of life. In the name of Jesus, it's a new season and a new day. Ekronda baaski brotosha elegrada bazigudo okondegre ekindo kwandi ebegedisko lambra ekedisho palavi je proto gidigalazi ebroz namro akwando bohosi mrende kivra anto zekrenembro osh. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now say after me, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, he was wounded for my transgressions, he was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. I am healed. So I decree and declare, I am the healed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. COVID has no place in me. In the name of Jesus, I am the healed of the Lord. And even if you're dealing with COVID, I decree you supernaturally bounce out of it in the name of Jesus. Decree and declare, I am the healed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. By the stripes of Jesus, I am already healed. I activate by the spoken words today, divine health. I activate divine health. I activate divine health in the name of Jesus. I activate divine health. I need you to speak these words. I activate divine health in the name of Jesus. I activate divine health. Whether the second wave or the third wave, it will not come nigh me in the name of Jesus. I am strong. I speak to my immune system to function at its best. I speak to my body to function at its best because Christ lives inside of me. Because Christ lives inside of me. Because Christ lives inside of me. I activate divine health. I activate divine health in the name of Jesus. I activate divine health. I decree that the breath of God, I decree that the breath of God is in me. The life of God is in me. Jesus is in me. So I activate divine health. I activate divine life in the name of Jesus. I activate divine health and I activate divine life in the name of Jesus. Now open up your mouth, begin to decree and declare, whether the second wave globally or the third wave, it will not come near my house. I decree in the name of Jesus that the breath of God, the power of God, in the name of Jesus, and by the finished work on the cross of Calvary, I activate divine health over my life, over my environment, over my children, over my staff, over my driver, in the name of Jesus. None shall be sick around me. None shall be sick around me. No flu, no virus, in the name of Jesus, shall come near us in the name of Jesus. Shall come near us. No virus, no flu shall come near us in the name of Jesus. We activate the law of exemption, that we are exempted in this season in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth, make this declaration. I decree and declare over my house in the name of Jesus. Somebody decree and declare. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Say, I decree and declare over my house, over my family, no second wave of COVID, no second wave of the virus will come near us. We speak to our bodies to function at its best in the name of Jesus. We activate divine immune system, that in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost within us, we decree and declare that we activate divine health, that we are in divine health. The Bible says, come on, lift your voice, decree and declare. The Bible says, I wish above all things that we prosper, we be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So we decree and declare that in the month of July, we will experience prosperity in the name of Jesus. Even in the marketplace, even in the business place, we experience prosperity, even in our health. For we shall be in good health. We are kept by the divine hand of God, and we have divine help in the name of Jesus, and divine health in the name of Jesus. As our soul prospers, we decree to be so in the name of Jesus. We decree to be so in the name of Jesus. Now open up your mouth, begin to pray. Divine health. Egele bene maratico sotto rabazisus, brandi edere de begedisus, pratice su labadi otorus, mrana mama shatra bahazu koroko si prehesi ki di via tamalasas, broto ko brohos ke ne brehente le begedisus, mira gada bala kade brohos. Come on, decree, declare divine health. Divine health, divine health in the name of Jesus. We activate divine health. Whether the second, the third wave will not come near us. We are kept. Elambando koho sovrehez di brahanti creendo ko oshi alabrahanto kor onde zivrahase televihita balahasu korahasis. prenemendre este vele idros kunini enda hazi quendi e telebre e quatando porosti viente le caasis quento labra haste lembre ento palanta atali igronto e grendi e quendo via talabisus branto cro os gendigre amalatus engre topro os egreheta bahasi in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let's do the last phase of today's declaration. I don't want it to be more than 30 minutes or 35 minutes every day, because I know that you have places to run to, but we'll make this declaration every day, 9 a.m. we'll make declarations. Lift your hands, say after me, in the name of Jesus, according to the word of God, my life is hidden in Christ and Christ in God. My life is hidden in Christ and Christ in God. So I am shielded from any kind of attack. My life is hidden in Christ and Christ in God. So I'm protected from any attack from the enemy, any attack from the airwaves, any attack, because my life is hidden in Christ. In the month of July, no attack can come near me. Henceforth, no attack can come near me, because my life is hidden in Christ and Christ in God. No weapon fashioned against me will be able to prosper, because my life is hidden in Christ and Christ in God. My life is hidden in Christ and Christ in God. To this intent, I decree and declare, in the month of July, going forward and onward, henceforth, my life is not available for any kind of spiritual attack, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, financially, even in the business space. I decree and declare that my life is hidden in Christ. My family is hidden in Christ. My business hidden in Christ and Christ in God. I am safe. I am kept in the hollow of God's hands. In the name of Jesus, I am not available for any kind of demonic attack. I am not available for any kind of demonic attack. I am not available. I am inaccessible. I am unreachable, because I am in Christ and Christ in God. Hear me, month of July. Henceforth, I decree and declare, my life is in Christ and Christ in God. No man can touch me. It is written in the book of John that anyone who is born of the Spirit is like the wind. You hear the noise, but you cannot tell where it's going to and where it's coming from. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. So I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus, in the month of July, in the month of July going forward, I am not available. I cannot be monitored. I cannot be trapped. I cannot be incarcerated. I cannot be arrested. I cannot be held down. I am like the wind. I come out. I be everything God has called me to be. In the name of Jesus, in the month of July, I come into maximum expression of everything God has called me to be and to do. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that as I make this declaration, fire is available to me. Grace is available to me. In the name of Jesus, is in the name of Jesus, grace is available to me. I speak the word of faith. It is written, I believed and therefore I speak. So today I speak the very word of God. There is blessing on my head. There is favor on my hand. There is speed on my feet. There is blessing on my head. There is favor on my hand. There is speed on my feet. Decree and declare in the name of Jesus, by the word of God, I move into glory to glory. I come into glory to glory by the speed of God and by the hand of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, I come into glory to glory. I move from glory to glory by the speed of God, by the strength of the Spirit, by the speed of God, by the strength of the Spirit. Open up your mouth. Decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, I am a champion. I am unstoppable. The month of July, deliver its best to me. The month of July, I decree the word of God that the Bible says he daily loads me with benefit. He daily loads me with benefit. A thousand shall fall at my side.
10,000 at my right hand, it will not come near me. I speak the word of God, blessings on my head, favor on my hand, speed on my feet. So in the month of July, I begin to run, I overtake, and I recover all in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, angels are deployed from the heavens to me to fulfill my assignment and God's divine agenda over my life in the name of Jesus. For we have come to Mount Zion with innumerable company of angels, by the blood sprinkling and spirit of just men made perfect. I decree and declare that angels are released to me. Angels are released to me. Angels are released to me. That in the month of July, I run, I overtake, I recover all. Make this declaration. And the second wave of COVID will not come near you. In the name of Jesus, it will not come near you. You will not live in fear, that you are strong in spirit, giving glory to God. Make this declaration that the month of July, you run, you overtake, you recover all. You come into divine harvest in the name of Jesus. In the month of July, that the lines are falling onto you, unpleasant places. You have a goodly heritage. Open up your mouth, decree and declare by the word of God that in the month of July, you run, you overtake, you recover all in the name of Jesus. That at the end of this year, you will look back and say, this has been my best year yet. You decree and declare that your business comes into quantum leap in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that men are calling for your services. Men are looking for your product. Men are looking for your expertise. Men are searching for your gift. Men are looking for you all around in the name of Jesus. That this month of July, you are blessed and there is nothing the enemy can do about it in the name of Jesus. Now open up your mouth, give God praise. For these declarations we made, give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Come on, give God praise. Give God praise. We're done this morning. Give God praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You're coming into quantum leap. Give God praise. 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 Your harvest is waiting for you. I don't know who you are. This is your word. Your harvest is waiting for you. Your harvest is waiting for your command. Your harvest is waiting for your command. Your harvest is waiting for you. Your harvest is waiting for you. Your harvest is waiting for you. Men are looking for your services. Men are looking for your services. Brokoshkata, every veil that has covered you from your helpers is removed now, because this is your set time in the name of Jesus. Every veil that has covered you from your helpers has been removed now. Every veil that has covered you from your helpers has been removed. Every veil that has hindered your helpers from calling you and coming to you is removed by the breath of God, by the finger of God, by the fire of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, everything that has hindered your helpers from locating you, that has repelled you from your helpers and repelled your helpers from you, it is hereby removed. It is banished out of the way. In this month of July is the month of the turning. We decree and declare, even in the medical space, that there is divine intervention to curb and to stop this virus called COVID. In the name of Jesus. This is a word for somebody who's dealing with a project this year. God is saying your project will be supernaturally financed by Him, God. That's a word for you. I don't know who you are. God is saying this project of yours will be supernaturally financed by God. There's somebody here always in the middle of a project this year, but the Lord sent me to tell you this morning that that project of yours will be supernaturally financed by God. That project of yours will be supernaturally financed by God in the name of Jesus. Your project, whether it's a wedding or a house project or a job, whatever you do, it will be supernaturally financed by God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that the word of God in your mouth is stronger than COVID in the air. The word of God in your mouth is stronger than COVID that is in the air.
The word of God is stronger than COVID. The word of God is stronger than COVID. The word of God in your mouth is stronger than COVID in the air. In the name of Jesus, your projects, your plans, your dreams for 2020, they are supernaturally supported, sponsored by God. You are supernaturally helped by God. You are supernaturally helped by God. You are supernaturally helped, sponsored, channeled, moved, carried by God, by the wind of God, the breath of God, and the hand of the Almighty. We decree it to be so in the name of Jesus. I decree it to be so in the name of Jesus. Someone is looking for you. Somebody is looking for your job, looking for your services, looking for what you can bring to the table. Your helpers, the people who will see the value in you, you come into a divine alignment with men who will see value in what you do in the name of Jesus. You are supernaturally helped by God. You come into mighty increase by the speed of God, the breath of God, and by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. This is your word in the name of Jesus. This is your word in the name of Jesus. And we decree to be so in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Happy new month. Happy new month. Happy new month. Every day in the month of July, by the grace of God, we're making declarations.